This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Global markets are having a dismal Monday as well. That all on new worries about Spain. Joining us now to explain is Julia Coronado, chief economist for BNP Paribas. She joins us live. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Julia, Spain just got a bank bailout on Friday. Why didn't that reassure the markets?
Well, I think what we're seeing in the Spanish economy is that it's a much broader issue than just a banking problem. So the data continues to deteriorate. The government says it can't meet its deficit cutting targets. So now we're worried about not just a banking problem, but a real severe recession.
Well, what does that potentially mean for Europe and for the U.S.?
Well, Spain is a very big country in Europe. Europe is 20% of the global economy. If Europe descends into a recession, we will feel it in Asia, we'll feel it in the U.S., and therefore we see our markets reacting very strongly to this news.
Also, the International Monetary Fund has said it will stop paying out rescue aid to Greece. Can the IMF walk away like that?
Well, it's never that simple, is it?
And,
of course, that is another thing weighing on the minds of investors this morning. So it's not that simple. I think what we're seeing is more brinksmanship with both sides trying to get the other to bend to its will. Ultimately, Greece faces a lot of hardship, economic hardship. And if the IMF walks away, you end up with potentially a failed state on Europe's doorstep. So I think it's more along the lines of brinksmanship than a real credible threat.
Julia Coronado with BNP Paribas. Thank you, Julia.
It's a pleasure.